Hey guys, you're watching the AfterBuzz TV after show for The Bachelor, and tonight we're spilling the tea on all the dates in Tuscany. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You're right like a big pizza pie, that's l'amore. You know what else? I know, I really went deep there. Hey guys, I'm Sterling Cates, and you're watching the after show for The Bachelor, and we're in Tuscany tonight. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates. And to my left, hi ladies.
Hi. What's up, guys? I'm your host, Christine Alexis. You can find me all over social media with at Christine with three E's. Sorry.
With Christine.
With me.
With me. Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And if you're looking for some last minute Valentine's Day gifts, I just posted a new blog. It's a Valentine's Day gift guide for her on my blog, sextinginthecity.com.
I read that. It was pretty good.
I read it too. It was really good.
And you said you were going to do one for him, and I was like, yes, I need one of those.
So. Oh, I'm putting it out tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay, perfect.
That's
good to
last
know.
Minute, babe.
That's a little last minute. It's going to be a last-minute gift guide. I'm sorry. Clearly, she's still looking.
No, I'm not. But, you know, it'd be good to know.
You're ruining my brand.
All right. And then in the booth. Hey, Jeff. What's up?
Yo, ladies. Happy almost Valentine's Day. Hi everyone. Guys, my name is Jeff. If you want to find me online, you can do it on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
Woohoo.
Dope.
Cool.
All right, guys. What did you think of this episode?
Boring.
Oh, my God. It was so hard to get through.
Yeah, honestly, I was saying this earlier. I feel like ABC was punishing us. First, they got rid of Crystal, and then they put us through another one-on-one date with Lauren B. What did we do?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people in the chat right now. Shout out to you guys who are in there. Talking about just not getting what's going on with Lauren B. The connection. Are we missing something?
No, we have to be. It has to be the edit. He told Becca K that he was falling for her, but he told Lauren B he was falling so deeply in love with her. It's crazy.
He said he wanted to tell her he loved her.
I don't know how I feel.
Okay, we'll get back into that. First, let's talk about Becca K's one-on-one date. So there were three one-on-ones, and then there was the three-on-one that turned into a two-on-one. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked that they're not rose ceremonies, and it kind of just goes along with the episode.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Who has roses already. And I guess, you know, we're down to the wire here.
I know. And to be honest, it just doesn't feel predictable in the sense where none of his connections personally for me stand out from the others.
Okay.
I guess Lauren B's because of what he said, but watching their connection, absolutely not.
Right. It's the ones that you don't think he has any connection with that he feels the most serious about, which is interesting.
It makes no sense to me at all. I mean, the producers, I think you're right. The edit is really throwing us off because we haven't built a connection to these contestants and we're struggling to figure out how Ari has. And it, for me personally, I'm just losing interest because you're right. It's not predictable in the sense that it's like, oh my God, he's obsessed with Tia. I want to see this come to fruition and go to the end where you're rooting for the contestant. Now it's kind of like, okay, well, whatever you want to pick, fam, because I don't even know anymore.
We're like, okay, pick a wife, I guess.
Sure.
Which just eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Right. I mean, not to mention they're all just so different, so we just, like, have no idea what direction this is going in. Okay, let's start off by talking about Becca K's date. She had the first date on this season, and she hasn't really had any one-on-one time with him for them to continue to build. So I think it was a good time for her to have a one-on-one. And they went on a picnic. They made out some. He seemed a little skeptical at first about if they were moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like they're pretty comfortable with each other. I think she's really cool. I don't know. What do you guys think about Becca K?
Yeah, I think she's cool, too. The only thing is, for me, that relationship lost momentum. Like, I was so interested in it that first date. I'm like, oh, my God, they're probably going to end up together. Look, he bought her all these clothes. That's crazy. But then over time, they weren't even showing a lot of their conversations during cocktail parties, during group dates. And I'm like, I forgot about their connection. And then this, like, it felt like a good date, but I didn't see him saying that he was falling for her coming, but then again, I don't see a lot of what Ari does coming. So I don't know. Like, I'm into it, but at the same time, it's just another weird relationship he has.
Jeff, what are your thoughts?
Well, I actually this is my favorite relationship on the show right now.
I agree with that.
And I think the reason I like Becca, this is Becca K, is that right?
Yeah, okay.
Becca K. The reason I like Becca K is because, well, first of all, it might seem like they've lost momentum, but it might just be that the edit hasn't shown them together
for
at all.
For sure.
Second of all, I feel like both Ari and Becca K are just a bit left of center. Like, I feel like they're both just a little weird, but not too weird. Like, I honestly feel like Kendall might be too weird for Ari, but I think boring soccer girl, Lauren, I literally forgot her name. That's how boring she is. I think Lauren is too on the nose. And I think, like, to me, Becca seems like she has just enough quirkiness, but just enough sort of basic bachelor girlness to be a perfect fit for Ari, because I think he's the same way as a guy.
And I genuinely just believe Becca when she says that she's falling for him.
Yes.
She seems pretty genuine in what she's saying and about this process and that sort of stuff, and to be just pretty open in general with him. Again, he doesn't really give her as much as he gives Lauren B, but I definitely see this as a top 2-3 relationship.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. I mean, he's told now two women that he's falling for them.
Yeah.
So I think those women right now in my brain are the top two.
Yeah. Okay.
Same.
So during that time, we see Jacqueline completely crumbling. Poor thing. So she is a super smart, pretty funny, but she's having a lot of self-doubts, which I think is pretty understandable and relatable, especially when you see the other women in the house that have these, that or seem to have maybe stronger connections than you have. I guess that can be a little, that make you feel a little insecure.
Guys, I get insecure when a guy doesn't text me back for a day because I'm like, did he meet someone else? Imagine being on a show where there's like 30 other women, and it goes down to 5 other women, you still have 4 other women to compete with at all times. And you don't see what they're like together. That would drive anyone crazy, especially being in, like, that situation where you're isolated from the world, and all you can talk about is, like, your boyfriend, and, like, everyone's dating the same guy. It would drive anyone nuts. It blows my mind that not more people lose their mind like Jacqueline did.
Right, and I think it's a super realistic take on what's actually happening. But also, she said something that I think a lot of people could, you know, it was kind of real in a sense that she said, I always sabotage good things that happen to me.
Girl.
And I could see that her doing that because she said she felt so strongly about him, wasn't ready to say goodbye, all this stuff. But for some reason, she still was.
You could see it in how hard their goodbye was.
Yeah.
Because she was struggling with how she felt, but sabotaging her own happiness and all of the other real life things that she has to consider with him. Like, I could see the wheels turning in her head when she was talking about, like, could I really see him, like, coming home to meet my parents? Like, how is that even going to work? And to me, like, watching her break down, as cringeworthy and as hard as it was to watch, I felt so connected to her in that moment because I'm like, girl, I would be doing the same thing, wigging out just as hard.
Yeah.
She couldn't even finish her sentences. She's looking at the girls like, I don't know, like, and I feel that. I feel that. So
yeah.
I couldn't blame her. It's unfortunate, but honestly, they did just have a one-on-one fairly recently, and we saw her quirkiness and the awkwardness there, and they seem to have, like, you know, good rapport with each other, but not a lasting connection compared to the I'm falling in love with yous that
right.
Lauren B. and other people have gotten.
I think what it was, especially for Jacqueline, is, yes, they did have a one-on-one last or recently.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, if they were going to Greece next, yeah, she'd stick around.
Yeah.
But they're going to hometowns, and there's a lot of pressure on that. That's a big deal to introduce your whole family to someone that you went on one-on-one date with.
One date. Essentially one just one date and the rest just, like, hangouts.
It makes it so real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, hey, we're traveling the world together. Let's see what city we go to next. It's, you're going to meet my entire family.
Yeah. I completely agree with the pressure she must have felt. But what I found very interesting is that Ari was saying, like, whispering in her ear, come back, like, if you change your mind, come back. And it made me wonder, was he just doing that because he loves when girls act like they're not that into him? Lauren B. Or was he doing it because in our heads she wasn't going to be someone who went to, like, top 3 or top 2, but in his head he did see her going a lot farther? I really don't know.
I think Ari really did like Jacqueline, and it's kind of similar because he didn't really express that as much. With the Lauren B. stuff, you don't really get the connection, but I do genuinely think that he liked her a lot.
I think so, too. And I kind of, I mean, like we said, it's unfortunate that she left, but I kind of like that she can leave and be the one that got away, essentially,
because
she ended the relationship, and there's so much power in that. And I think Ari felt the weight of that, too. We can kind of see it in the shots of him in the hotel room after, like, okay, wow, someone walked away from me.
Yeah. I also think Jacqueline thinks she really likes Ari, but ultimately knows that he's not her type. Mm-hmm. And I think it's easy sometimes for the women on the show to get caught up in the hype around what it's like to be one of 20 girls being courted by one guy and the fact that he's on a pedestal. I think she was feeling a lot of that. But at the end of the day, I don't think there was a ton of compatibility there on either end, because
agreed.
I think Ari was even intimidated by her intelligence, mm-hmm. and they would never have been a long game couple. I think they both thought they liked the other more than maybe they actually really did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I agree. Okay, so
even though I think Jacqueline's the shit. Pardon my friend.
I know she's awesome.
Yeah, I really like her.
I would love her for Bachelorette, honestly.
Yeah, she'd be interesting.
I would be interesting.
I like that she walked away. She was a strong woman to be like, I don't think I'm feeling this. I was feeling doubts. And even though I really like you, if I'm feeling doubts, I'm not going to take you home to my family. Like, I need to go. And she is ready for something that she for sure wants. So I could see her being the Bachelorette.
I'm totally down with seeing more of her, whether it's on one of the spinoffs or... you know, whatever.
Have we ever seen this type before?
I don't think so. She's definitely
not the typical bachelorette bachelorette.
Yeah, I wonder how she would do though. I wonder how she would do with 22 guys. Like, if the process would serve her personality.
I'd tune in and then I'd talk about it for 45 minutes.
Absolutely. Jacqueline for Bachelorette.
Yeah, right. Did we just start something?
I think we did.
Get that trending? Their breakup was really hard, so I think we'll be seeing more of her. Let's move on to Lauren B's. Or we could skip it all together and go to CN.
No, we got to talk about it.
Okay.
We got to talk about it.
Just kidding. So, Lauren had the second one-on-one date, and they just had a date last week, which is pretty rare at this point to have two in a row. But I guess there were three this week, so I guess it's not that weird. But has Kendall ever had a one-on-one?
No.
Yeah, so for Lauren B to get two in a row and then Kendall has never gotten one.
He has his top two already picked out, I fully believe. It's just who he's going to keep around in the meantime. Because it's not like on the show when you realize your top two, you can be like, just get rid of the rest of them, you know? Because we need more episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everyone in the chat is basically, there's a very big group of people who just don't understand the connection between Lauren B and Ari. But clearly there is something there. I don't know if it's editing. I don't know if he just knows something that we don't know, clearly. But he is smitten and in love.
Shout out to the live chat viewers and anyone who comments on our videos after the fact, because you guys definitely show us love, but also drop some good theories, because I did read through and saw something about people saying that Lauren B is like his Emily right now.
Yeah.
And the parallels are just so strong that it's hard for him to separate those experiences, which I can see. Like, you went through a whirlwind romance with someone who looks just like this person. You can relate to being in their position as being the contestant and not being sure if those feelings are reciprocated. And then I think when he sees Lauren B, he's just like, I just want to love you so hard. Maybe because I wanted Emily to love me this hard and go all the way with me. So I'm wondering if that's part of it, because I personally can't see the connection at all.
Me neither. And going off of that, he even, when they're on a date together, it almost seems like she's the bachelorette and he's one of the contestants.
Yes. Yeah.
Because he's the one, like, seeking validation, asking, oh, do you think, like, you want to go, like, for me to go to hometowns with you? It feels like the power balance is switches with Lauren B, which it doesn't with any of the other women.
He hangs on her every word. Like, when other girls are talking, he can kind of, like...
I was going to say the all five.
All five words.
That's great. Probably why.
It's awesome.
But when she's like, I think that. And he's like, yes, please, something.
Well, to go off that point, Lauren is the only one who isn't throwing herself completely at him that we can see. You know what I mean? So maybe he is like, you always want what you can't have kind of thing. And he just is wanting her to be like, okay, love me.
I'm trying to understand it. I mean, I will say she's very good looking. And I think that's part of it.
For sure.
But what's weird to me is, like, we have usually A or B. A, they really, really like The Bachelor, but maybe they're not super interesting. Or B, they're super interesting, but maybe there's not a connection. What's weird about Lauren is that she doesn't really seem to like Ari, and she's not interesting at all. So, like, I don't understand. I just don't get it. And maybe he's kind of a masochist.
So Ashley in the chat says, she's also just a quiet girl, and some guys are really attracted to quiet, more stereotypically feminine women who they feel they can protect. Like, she makes him feel more manly.
Yeah, but, like, to get engaged to her at the end of this because you feel like you can protect her when she's not opening up or saying anything. Aside, she did say she's falling in love with him. And
But it just bothers me that she gets such a pass to this point because other women have struggled with opening up and they get sent home or the connection dies and he doesn't do anything to save it.
Nope.
But Lauren hasn't really given him much of anything, or what she's given so far must be his cup of tea.
Well.
But she's getting all of this time.
She ends up telling him that she's falling in love with him. And he walks...
Bruh.
And he gets up from the table and he walks away. And I knew in that moment it's because he wanted to be like, I love you too. And he probably had to go get like permission or go like cool off for a second before he responded in a way that he might regret. But I genuinely, like, I think he wanted to say it back so bad.
I think so too. I mean, he pretty much did, just not to her. He said it to us on his, like, in the moment.
To come back and be like, you know, I just needed to gather myself. I felt some things I haven't felt in a long time. I was just like, really, Ari? This is, like, serious. You couldn't even compose yourself? Like,
he says there's so many things he likes about her. Name five.
Yeah. I was saying halfway through the episode that I don't even remember what her occupation was.
What is it?
What she likes to marketing do with specialism? Her friends. You know, what's really significant about, I mean, besides the story about her ex, like, what about her life makes you say, I can see myself in that?
I think that's why people are so confused, is because, not because she's quiet or not because we don't see a connection, but he's not even giving us the reason why he's so into it. It's just, we see them say nothing, and then he's like, I'm in love with her. And all of us are just sitting here very confused and very lost.
Maybe she's mysterious. That's the only thing I can think of, is some guys are like into very mysterious girls. And there was the one moment when she showed that she has a personality trait. When he came back to the table and she was like, I can tell that you're hiding something. I'm very perceptive. And I was like, ooh, a thing that you are. Like, I just, it's the first time I've seen her as something else besides just a human. Like,
but then she was wrong. He said, she was like, I could tell something was off, and he was like, actually no, I'm in love with you. Are you crazy?
She used to play soccer.
So did I.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, like she does a thing. Like she did a thing. She played a
soccer.
She lightly jogged.
Almost kicking a ball.
She kicked a ball today. Yeah. Great. Awesome.
Oh, it's a conundrum.
It's love.
It's really interesting. I don't get it.
It's what I look for in a partner.
Quietness.
Someone who
and
breathes.
I wonder if her someone who breathes. Yeah, a breathing human would be a nice
mouth
companion.
Like.
I wonder if her past engagement, breakup, that whole story has anything to do with him and the way he feels. You know what I mean? Like, it's like something she's been through.
Hold on, guys. Are we still not going to get that teaser from the promo of somebody's boo coming back to propose to them?
That's in the, I think, you know what I mean? Like, finale, right?
Or maybe it's her.
They didn't tease it next week, so.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm waiting for this to come back, and like, what does it mean to
be her?
Yeah.
Maybe. And you thought it was hometowns originally, because why would he be flown to wherever? But I guess it's not hometowns.
Well, it could be.
But they didn't tease it. They would have teased it. They need that. Now that Crystal's gone, they need that tease.
Yeah, maybe that's why she's so worried to commit to him. She knows her boo's going to come back. Who knows?
The other thing that was very telling was when he said how excited he was to meet her family, and he said her family could be my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was really serious. And it was just saying, I'm falling so deeply in love with you. It's not even...
I think
a surface
I could fall
level.
For her. No, I'm falling deeply.
I think he's infatuated with her is what I think. I don't think he's falling deeply in love with her. I genuinely think he's infatuated, given we're only seeing the edited cut, so I really, truly don't know. But that's what it seems like to me, because she's not given him much to fall deeply in love with. It's not very deep. It's a very shallow relationship.
I want to get a guy to come on this show who's like, Lauren B. is my type, and here's why.
Yeah.
And, like, give us some sort of, like, outside understanding of, you know, what a girl like that offers to a guy, maybe like what's so appealing about her, and if this is in no way to say anything bad about her, like she doesn't have, you know, things. I'm sure she's a great girl.
I think that in
we're
the
just
chat
struggling to see it.
I think in the chat identifying that some guys really like to lead and kind of have a quieter.
Yeah,
I think what's interesting to me though is I get a guy liking a very vulnerable girl, but she's not even really vulnerable. That's what I don't understand, is she isn't really giving us anything. That's what's hard for me. Like, if she were, Ari, I'm scared and I want to be in your arms, you know, something just that showed again that she's like a person. I don't know.
Or that she needs him in any way.
Or that she needs him or even likes him. Yeah. She doesn't even seem that needy. Yeah, you're right.
But it's just like, what is Ari bringing to your life?
Yeah.
Besides filling the boyfriend mold there. I don't know.
Yeah, I was actually pretty surprised that she said she was falling for him tonight.
Me too. Honestly, though, if you think about it, that is the best revenge for your ex. To be like, oh, you're going to dump me? Well, I'm going to go on a TV show and get married.
Did you guys catch when she was talking about her engagement and she said, you know, with my recent breakup, and then she said my breakup from a year ago. She said recent first and then she said a year ago.
That's what's making and me I was think like, maybe this is a lot more recent than we think.
Yeah. I think so too, because honestly, knowing kind of how she feels about the breakup, knowing it was a fiance, that seems like something your friends would talk you into. Girl, you need to get back out there. You need to go on The Bachelor. It doesn't feel like she waited a year and then her friends are like, now it's time to get out there on The Bachelor, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see. I mean, she's going to be here for a while, I'm guessing, unless her ex comes back and swoops her up.
The Tia.
Okay, let's get into the one-on-one with CN, which was really a one-on, like, 15 with other an Italian family. So, like, they spent more time separately with this Italian family than they did together, which, when you're a little unsure about a relationship with someone, isn't the best way to get to know them.
At least you got a great meal. That looked delicious.
They were prepping for a hometown, and she doesn't even get a hometown.
That's how I kind of...
She kind of got a hometown, but it was just an Italian family instead. Yeah. And they were not easy on her. They were like, so how intimately do you guys share all the details of your relationship? When do you plan on betrothing one another? And they were just so freaked out. They're like, I don't know. I just want pasta.
It kind of bothered me that Ari kind of left her to fend for herself in that moment, too, because it's like, you're with a bunch of strangers. This is the moment where you guys are supposed to figuring out how deep your connection is. Meanwhile, she's getting the third degree from some randos and has to, like, come up with answers about how much she cares about you while you're, like, making your heart-shaped pizza in the next room.
But fortunately, CN is so bright and intelligent because she carries every conversation.
She held her own.
Again, she's just super smart. I don't know if he's intimidated by that. But she says that she thinks that they've got something. She's into it, expresses that to him, seems to be vulnerable with him, but he is not into it. No. It was pretty awkward to watch.
When she was first, like, being vulnerable with him about her feelings and his reaction, I was physically cringing. Yeah. I was like, I can't with this. Because you know what Ari's thinking. You're like, oh, no, he's not into this.
She's going home.
And he wasn't saying anything. And I think he was honestly wondering, should I just give her the rose because, like, am I going to send home the other ones or should I just not? Like, he was thinking it in his head but knowing he wasn't interested.
It was the exact opposite reaction from when he was listening to Lauren B.
What do you mean, listening to what her
or just like staring at her
breathing.
Yeah,
her blinking.
This was hard. This was hard to watch. When she opened up to him, his first thing was to look down. And I was just like, I was trying to think of what my fiance would do if she like opened up to me like that, and Nyla was like, if I didn't have anything to say.
And he just shut off.
It was silent.
And I do believe him when he said, you know, our relationship just isn't where it needs to be emotionally compared to how he feels about the other women. It would be wrong to keep her around if he didn't feel that way.
But Kendall, he's had more one-on-one time with, as far as we've seen, with CN than he's had with Kendall. So I found that to just be an out for him just not feeling it, which honestly, I appreciate that over him being like, I'm not that into you.
Yeah.
That hurts more.
He gave her the, like, it's not you, it's me talk in a nutshell.
Right.
In bachelor language.
Yeah.
And that was that. I will say, like, her exit, though, she was like, if you had told me you were feeling this way beforehand, I feel like we could have gotten to that place.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck with everything.
That was the best.
That, to me, was the best.
That was a killer exit. I was all about it.
I really appreciated that because most of the time, and just in life in general, when something that you're blindsided by happens, you don't really connect those things or what could have happened or if he said this differently or I said this differently. But the way that she was able to process that so quick and was able to give him, hey, maybe you should have done this differently, instead of her getting in the car and been like, oh, oh yeah, oh, hold on, let me go back and tell him this, you know. Mm-hmm. So she, I mean, she's just really smart.
I gotta say, she didn't seem crushed. Like, yeah, with some of the like devastation we see, I feel like she knew ultimately Ari wasn't for her.
Oh, for sure.
And I also want to say, it's easy to villainize the guys who have to let these girls go, but they do. They always have to seem like the bad guy. And in general, I think for all the times that Ari's fallen short this season, he has done a nice job with the breakups, I think. He's been very direct and fair, I think. Because it's a hard job he has, I think.
Yeah. Oh, he definitely has. I mean,
breaking up with 29 women?
Yeah, that can't be easy.
That's a lot.
But yeah, no, he always like walks them out and...
They have
whatever.
To.
I mean, yeah.
Every season they do, right?
And I think he's
but
direct.
But that's just the point of the show. You can't keep them all. They got to know that they got to go like, home.
Can I just marry a few of them? That's when he went backstage when he left. He's like, yeah. Can I just pick like two? Is that cool?
But the thing I like is he always does give a reason when he lets the girls go, which I feel like oftentimes on the show we don't see.
Yeah.
And so even when the girls are blindsided, he at least kind of explains his logic, which not they don't always do that. So...
But yeah. Every breakup is essentially
the same.
I don't feel the same way about you as I do the other one. Yeah.
But that's what the breakups
Which
are
is
in
fine.
The show. Like they can only really be that. You haven't had enough experience together. It's not because you're fighting all the time. Like, what else would it be? It's just that you're really not feeling that person or don't feel like you're at the point where you want to connect further.
And obviously it's harder for the contestants because the Bachelor or Bachelorette has all these options, and then they can compare all the options amongst themselves, and they can be like, oh, well, Lauren B. didn't talk, and CN talked too much, so I'm going to keep Lauren B. But the contestants are like, Ari, like, laser focus on that, so they don't have options, you know, so that's just
He's like, I've been on one date with her, but I've been on two dates with her, so I'll definitely keep that one.
Yeah, all right. What were you going to say, Christine?
I was just thinking back, I'm like, did he give Crystal a valid reason when he sent her home?
No.
And I wish that's where he would have had a more direct answer, just from my own personal
He's probably just concerned about his personal safety, to be completely honest.
Sorry, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. This has been a pleasure. Yeah. Okay, so CN went home. Let's get into the 3-on-1 date between Becca M., Tia, and Kendall. And he kind of has one-on-one time with each one of them. Kendall tells him about her family. She says that she would be willing to move to be with him, which I think is an important conversation to be having at this point, obviously.
I think she was the first one to really talk about that.
Yeah. Well, him and CN talked about it.
Oh, yes.
And CN said
that she'd
be open for the conversation, but they both have...
She didn't mean it, though. You could tell she was like, I'd be open to the conversation.
I'd be open to the conversation of talking about you moving to where I live. That's what I'd be open to. Kendall said she would be willing to move if that got to that point.
Check.
So, yeah, I think that was pretty huge. And also, Kendall...
But is her schedule flexible? That's what's important.
That's true. The number one criteria. Yes, so that's a good point, Jeff.
Because all those open houses, he has to be there.
Okay, I've only got between 2 and 3 today. Are you ready? There wasn't really much with Kendall. She kind of just stayed out of the drama between Becca and Tia that was happening. And Kendall ended up getting the first rose. So I think we can just kind of like...
She's good at group dates.
How long is it going to take these girls to learn that if you start talking about another girl, you're either going to go home or you're not going to be like the first one on their mind? I think if Tia didn't bring that up, he would have given her the first rose. But because she used her time to talk about Becca, which she only... I know she's saying she was being a big sister, but what she was doing is she was being insecure and was trying to be like, oh, Ari, you don't want to be with her because of this. That's all it was.
You can tell he really likes her, though, because that almost always plays out the way you said. They either get sent home or
Every time. Like
the connection is missed, but like they had that little chat and then it was like immediately on to like, I'm sure about you. I want to bring you home. I want you to come to Arkansas. So he must really have been on the fence about Becca because I feel like that's all he needed at that point.
So in the chat, people are not loving Tia, especially after today. We've got Rhea who says, Tia ruined it today. Ellie says, not nice. Feeling Tia after this episode. She seemed mean and insecure.
Yep.
And yeah, so pretty much a lot of that happening. Nobody's Feeling Tia. That's from Monique Johnson. That was a shitty move, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, pretty much no one's really liking Tia's decision to bring up Becca during her one-on-one time. I was trying to be devil's advocate. And like, if I was in that position and she says she's falling in love with him, where you feel really strongly about someone and then you feel like someone isn't at that same point, do you think that, like, out of consideration for the person that you're in love with?
No, what you do is just be quiet. If you're getting sent home, you say, listen, before I go, there's something I really care about you and I want you to watch out for this. I don't think that Becca M is ready for what you think she's ready for. I don't think she's ready for marriage. I do think she's young. That's an on the way out thing because otherwise it comes across as exactly what it is, which is her getting insecure and worried that Becca's going to get the rose over her. That's all it was.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I just was trying to think, like, okay, if you are actually in love with someone at that point, you would want to tell them, right? But I guess you can't necessarily
in
this
situation. I mean, here's what I'll say. I think T was grasping for straws. They showed us in the edit the not serious moment that she was trying to point to, and it was the moment when Becca M, was like, oh, this is great. Now my chances are better. And I think Tia took that as like a her not taking it seriously thing.
Yeah.
So I think in her heart, she believes that she was doing the right thing. But unfortunately, I think she was grasping at straws and it was an insecure move. I don't think it looked great. Ever going
to
look good.
People need to be more like Kendall is what they need to do. Kendall, the way she acted on the date with Crystal, that was, if any time at any point during The Bachelor this season, that would have been the time for someone to be like, hey, Ari, we need to talk about Crystal. But she didn't.
Right.
She kept her cool. She did a great job. And that's what, honestly, everyone should use it as an example. And I think that's why she's still here.
If Tia needed to say something, so it's interesting that she told Becca that she told Ari. You know, I thought that was, instead of Becca being blindsided by Ari being like, hey, Tia told me this. You know what I mean? Because most people don't do that when they talk about someone behind their back. They don't come up and be like, hey, just so you know, I said this about you to Ari. And so she was pretty truthful about what she said. I kind of just wish she had said those concerns to Becca and not to Ari. You know what I mean? If she felt like she needed to vocalize. And that's what Kendall did with Crystal. She didn't say it to Ari, she said it to Crystal.
Yeah, and I feel like up until this point, I felt like Tia was really playing the game, this whole Bachelor game, really well down to the T, how she's carried herself, who she's kind of been friends with in the house, and just like overall how she's played it. This was the first time where I was like, really?
Yeah.
The insecurity came out, she acted on it, and like you said, I think it would have worked better for her to have just spoken to Becca about it, because what usually happens in that situation is that would have gotten Becca's head, and she would have spent her time with Ari saying, you know, Tia thinks I'm insecure, and then he probably would have sent her home. Like, if she was thinking chess moves, that probably would have been the way to do it and have Becca kind of sabotage herself rather than doing it by going ahead and doing that, you know? And just to throw in really quickly, a lot of people, like you said, on Twitter were going off, and Raven kind of tweeted in Tia's defense saying, at least we know Tia isn't two-faced. She went back and told Becca what she said, and I may or may not have some inside scoop on this.
I will say, I think she told her what she said because the conversation didn't go how she wanted it to go. If you saw Ari's reaction, it wasn't like, thank you for telling me. It was like, okay, well, like, don't worry about that. He was completely turned off by it, which is why I think Kendall got the first rose. He didn't like that she did that. He really likes Tia.
Yeah.
But you don't, no one likes that. It's like when the saying, what Susie says of Sally says more of Susie than it does of Sally.
That's true.
That goes for The Bachelor, too.
Yeah. What Tia says of Becca says more about Tia than it does Becca. Just one last thing I have to say about that is what Tia was saying about Becca, I hate when contestants say other contestants aren't ready for something. How do you know what Becca is thinking, or how do you know what Becca is ready for or isn't ready for or whatever? So I hate that that's what she was talking about. Like, say Becca had like said or done something really crazy.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like, maybe that could be something to bring up. Like, oh, there's like a really big concern about Becca because she like stole something from me. You know what I mean?
For sure.
That could be something, but for you to guess that she's not ready for something, that's not even a real concern. That's just your own insecurity talking.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to shade the other contestants, you have to come with facts. You can't come with speculation. You have to be, Becca did this, said this, and this. You can't say, I think that, because it will only ever look like insecurity, whether or not it is.
100%. And honestly, she did have a fact she could have used. I still wouldn't have used it if I was her, but she could literally refer back to that conversation on the couch where Becca said she was having doubts. There were moments she wanted to go home, mm-hmm. and she wasn't fully sure either, but she couldn't see herself going home because she wants to stay in it. That, to me, if I were Ari and I heard that, I'd probably be like, what? And I would at least question her about it. But what she said just, like, wasn't facts. And yeah. he was just turned off by it.
It was weak because obviously she was ready for marriage because Aish came on the show and he obviously thought she was because she made it this far. So yeah. like you're already just like, no, that's yeah. not a good argument.
I like this. Ellie once again says, you should not shame other women just because they haven't had a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm. Or their idea of marriage at the end is different from what yours is.
Right.
Because yeah. I'm sure Tia's Me and Hari Forever After looks different than what Becca's would look like, but that doesn't mean that she's not ready or deserving yeah. or wanting it.
Yeah. Some people marry their first boyfriend ever. Honestly, everyone's different, but it gets really, like, worrisome when everyone's comparing and like, well, I have more relationship experience, so I'm ready for marriage. No one knows that, so just mind your own business. They say it once, they say it twice, they say it again.
I have a question. Do you guys think that Tia is actually falling for Ari, or is she just playing this game, wanting to be Bachelorette maybe, wanting to make it far so that she can be on Bachelor in Paradise? You know what I mean? Because yeah. she said she's falling for him pretty early on. Well, I mean, like a week ago. And was the first one to do so. And now she's like kind of playing that card. And now she's getting kind of dirty with how she's, I don't know. It just sometimes doesn't really feel as genuine as, say, like when Becca K said it.
I agree.
I think she thinks she's falling for him right now. But I also think that when she's out of this, or whether, I mean, who knows, maybe she'll win, maybe she'll become Bachelorette. I think she's going to leave this scenario and feel differently, because no matter what, in the heat of the moment, you have emotions rushing through you, and it's such a quick process that you are feeling what you say you're feeling, but who knows how you're going to feel the second you're out of a house or a situation where everyone wants one man, mm-hmm. and that's yeah. all you are experiencing.
Yeah. And the closer you get, the more you can taste it, I think, too.
Yeah. And not to mention, Tia knows this game. She's friends with Raven. I'm sure she's getting Raven's inside scoop on how to play certain cards or do certain things.
They use the same trick of telling him that they're falling for him on the first date. Raven yeah. did the same thing with Nick. And that could just be a coincidence. It could, but also weird because they are friends. And that happened.
I agree. I mean, to answer your question, I don't think that Tia is as in love with Ari as she's leading us on to believe. And I don't know if it was the tears, but I believe Jacqueline actually liked him a lot more than Tia did. Tia does, and she's still there. Like,
I agree.
It doesn't, I don't feel it from her yet that, like, Ari completes something for her. I mean, maybe through hometowns, we'll see more of what Tia wants and what Ari could be for her, but I just don't even see that from her either. I don't know, these final few women, like, the emotion and just the energy level and how they're expressing, it's just so low that it's hard for me to believe that Ari really likes them, that they really like him.
Yeah.
I have a quick question related to all this too. Were you guys at all surprised by Becca's reaction when Tia told her that she told Ari,
when she just immediately started crying?
Yeah, it didn't seem very Becca M.
No, because I'm telling you, she's That's been true. Putting up a front kind of this whole show where she's like the cool, chill girl who's like, can like, she doesn't really care. Like, she doesn't need him to complete her. Like, she's been so chill. But at the end of the day, she's human.
Right.
And honestly, when she started breaking down, we see a lot of tears, but that fit, like, yeah. that hurt me. Yeah. It was just sad because it was a mean move for her.
So the tears meant, it could mean one of two things for me. What I got, I was like, I couldn't decide if what Tia was saying was so real to her, because she is having doubts, because she knows she's not ready, because Tia is saying the truth and she's trying to be like she's ready, but she's not.
Yeah.
So she could have been crying because
denial.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh yeah, maybe I'm not ready, but yeah. it's also, I want to be here and I want to keep doing this. Or she really is falling for Ari and she didn't realize how real it was until then. But I don't know. She, like, made it seem like she just didn't like her character being attacked. But at the same time, I don't know. I just kind of feel like she's not ready, and that's just kind of, it was real for her.
I think it's a little bit of both. And in her defense, from the time she got into the house, that's the one thing everyone has been harping her on her about, to get to this point where it's so close you can taste it and have that one thing come back to bite you again about people just questioning you. Like, I'd be pissed as hell, I gotta say. And I'd be frustrated to tears because at that point, it's like, it's so easy to just say, yes, you're right. And that's the best excuse to get her to go. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I think she was overwhelmed because this has been happening over and over and over again. And then she's getting so close and this is a high pressure date. And then you find out Tia just stated all of these worries to Ari. And even though she's telling her this is what she said, who knows how she said it. Mm-hmm. Becca wasn't there.
What else she said. Yeah. And not to mention, it sounded like, and we know just from watching, that Becca has been getting a lot of stuff, not just from Ari about his concerns about her age, but in the house, like when Tia said, I feel like your big sister, she's like, I'm so tired of people saying that.
Yes.
And I would be too. Up. That's got to be so frustrating. It's like, girl, you were 26 and I'm 22. Like, what?
You don't even know me like that.
Yeah, you don't even know me. Yeah.
Also, quick thing. When Ari said he's been trying to, like, talk himself out of falling for Becca ever since she told him her age, let me just say I kind of called that when they went on that cocktail during the, I think, group date. And he still gave her the date, date rose. But something fell off. Something has fell off with Ari ever since that one-on-one where she told him her age. And that's where I'm like, she's going down. Because you could just see it. He's like, no, I shouldn't do this week after week until she left.
Yeah. So, and so they had the two-on-one where they went to dinner. And he gave Tia the rose. And he walked Becca out. And it was, like, kind of casual. She didn't really say anything, and then when she got in the van, she just started breaking down crying. And this crying and the crying before, I feel like, were just super real tears. Yeah. Like, it was like the ugly cry face, you know?
She did a really good job, though, because, like, wait till you're in the car. Like, get out of there. Don't let him see you cry, even though he'll see it later on TV. But I think she did a really good job saying, I know it's going to work out for you in the end. She was the bigger person, and she got in the car, and it got real.
And if we want to play the age card, not a lot of 22-year-olds would do that, be that mature about it and held together about it. True. And when Tia got the rose, she got up, she walked out, and then she waited until she was in the car to, like, to break down. So
this is not the end of Becca M, though. We know we're going to see her.
No, we're going to.
And I'm here for it. Paradise for sure, and I'm here for it.
Well, she was missing for a little bit there in the news, but now she is back.
Could you guys ever see Becca M as a bachelorette? Too young. Too young.
I think too young. A few years, I could see. Yeah. Now that they're pulling bachelors from, like, past seasons, I could for sure see her doing it in, like, 5 years.
Yeah. I just wouldn't want to see her dating a bunch of Aries. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like,
No.
She's too young.
So, anything else from this episode, guys, that we missed? Or you have thoughts on anything?
I'm just excited for this boyfriend to come back in a future episode.
Yeah, right? So we've got hometowns next week, and it seems like we've got a lot of protective dads and moms.
Yes.
That preview was kind of crazy. Like, when Becca K said, well, now we don't have to use last names. Woo!
Becca!
When Becca says, you know, this could end in engagement and marriage, the mom goes,
absolutely
no.
Not.
I don't know if that was edited together to be like that, but in the preview, it was pretty dramatic.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm excited for hometowns. I can't believe we're already at this point.
But that's because we don't see any of the relationships being where they should be at this point, but here we go.
Yeah, and the winter games start tomorrow, Tuesday 13th, and they're Tuesday and Thursday. As of right now, we're going to be talking about the winter games on Monday, our usual time. So we can't wait to see how that goes and see what the deal is with. I'm interested to see how Ben Higgins does.
Yeah, what was he crying about? I'm very curious to see.
Yeah, and I'm just curious. Do you guys know who he matches with?
I didn't. But what I didn't know was that Bibiana and Ashley are kind of vying for the same guy, it looks like. Because when the cast was announced, Ashley, I either tweeted or posted on Instagram, like, glad we don't have to keep our secret best friendship, our friendship a secret anymore. Like, we're Winter Games buddies. But I'm like, oh, it looks like you guys are going to clash at some point if you like the same guy. So I'm here for the tea on that.
Yeah, same. All right, well, I guess we'll have to watch Tuesday and Thursday, and then we'll talk about it on Monday.
Woo!
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another after show for The Bachelor. We will be here same time, same place next Monday. In the meantime, where can they find you guys?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Christine Bean.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.